When you're looking for a telephone number, it's instinctive to hit 411. Those three digits are synonymous with information. And directory assistance still brings in billions for phone companies. But there are other options. There's the internet and the plain old yellow pages. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has been trying out some new services.
You're probably familiar with this prompt.
What city and state, or say, toll-free? For what listing?
For many decades, directory assistance was free. But in the 1970s, phone companies started charging for it, and nowadays, it costs around $2 to call 411. Compare that to research on the web, which costs nothing. Directories like switchboard.com make money through ads, not fees. So 3 years ago, Jingle Networks decided to try this model on traditional 411 dialing. I decided to give it a try.
So you dial 1-800. FREE411.
Free 411. Now with directions powered by MapQuest.
So instead of paying for the service, you sit through a couple of ads. Jingle Network's CEO, Scott Kleiger, says the service gets 20 million calls a month, is profitable, and increasingly popular with marketers.
It was a new media format. Unlike television, print, billboards, even the internet, it's the only place where an advertiser can literally whisper into the consumer's ear that they know they're listening to because they're waiting to receive a phone number.
Several other companies offer similar services, like 800-411-SAVE. But not all of them run ads, at least not yet. Google and Microsoft each have their own 800 phone numbers. Microsoft's 800-CALL-411, for example, works like a phone-based version of a web search engine and gives you different information than the regular 411. It lets you look up
cheap gas, say a zip code, or say a city and state.
Washington, D.C.
Here are some of the cheapest gas stations in your area.
Use of the free services has spread mostly through word of mouth, since the companies don't advertise them. In fact, user Sam Turek says Free 411 literally found him.
Their phone number was 1-800-373-3411, and my phone number was 716-373-3411. So once I got in the business, I was getting phone calls 24 hours a day.
Turek got tired of this and eventually gave up his number. But he's now a big fan of the free phone lookups and uses it 5 or 6 times a week.
Anytime I need a phone number, I actually think of that number before I think about looking at yellow pages.
This is not good for the old yellow pages, or the old 411 business for that matter, which still generates $6 billion a year for the phone giants. Big phone companies have even started their own free 800 services, though that could end up cannibalizing their paid business. AT&T Senior Vice President David Huntley says he's not too worried. He thinks lots of people will still pay for the old 411.
I have to say, I use the paid 411 service. It's great, it's fast, it's accurate. I'm typically on the go, and it provides me with just what I need.
The free versions are automated and sometimes have their kinks. Like, I asked 800 Yellow Pages for florists.
Okay, I've got general attorneys and lawyers. Is that right?
No.
Sorry, did you want general attorneys and lawyers?
No.
My mistake.
Sam Turek, the fan of Free 411, says he gets what he pays for.
Like, I live in Olean, New York, O-L-E-A-N, New York, and I found on Free 411, when I say Olean, they say Olean, and I say no.
Olean, he points out, is a fat substitute used in salty snacks. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.